Abdemdom da booby vinti. Ipsa bobus or passad. I'm Thumpo. Abhor de ahorp up gibrat dime laps. Bemento McBoggles. Dower. Ich my bev porpunst. Sumpto in sa legal deed. Gum porpously. O gov Sunford and pre gumpel corvex injada. Duda behave kinked in giheb lion hops. Erbunts castil gev pregnant for p from corvex. Hops not going to spop meb from garbing McBargles though. Ips, thy turn da borba. Odd, Ogarv and sink de doyoba McSluggins meal. And blab a conk, please. Ansta whip thee in slobby. Ubim steriansta and an orba stronk. I'll perm placo. Herbians and still having some issues. Lobby, what wants yours to Borba?
Skarsgård Egg McManus, with large organ jeans, please.
Oh, ob. What reminders, Meb? Into. Nibe goob, thy grib dab, onk thy mob sade, Sumford and an orbus stronk, herb lops mast of him shop da meebi term a memorpi. Who wants six o yerps alp? Herb hemp copped asking meb stump flaco inf o wants argle da bless thyself yempt. Imp wants then truly deed imp humblobo imsterianse asp horda de tramp omlaco and la jess in breadablo nary chilpy. Zampla gi under hemp gob gi morbo compendo hemp bibame asp himps brand slopely gipero ipself. On thy getting not, twentado yerps lava. Emp wasn't so exempted da implul that o wuba hoving lopsa op sexo lava on. Emp grandpapa meb lak of five a separasta timoans da loop meb notes erb wimpo hims elbras forget it emp hoarde overaldi dald meb reveristi. Ab sonry. Herbros, answer whore herb hemp swamp ablado, so beautiful, ip shagged and a bobus bubble op nantrando, da formint himps brand. What's yon's the boba, papa?
One does a chicken manugi with sweat and sisses. Double shares wag? And a Pepsi.
No Pamto. On the gong.
Is that it? Are we done?
Almost. Angie's just got a segue out of it.
No. Can we get what? Just to pull back the curtain, just like a little bit.
Yeah.
You asked, like several days ago, you said to me, myself and Andrew, can you think up your McDonald's order as if you had an injury to your prefrontal cortex?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could kind of participate with the intro. Because it's quite
what the rest of it meant
off.
Is only known to you.
I mean, the language is consistent, so you can probably, work backwards
figure
from
it
a
out.
Few known points. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not consistent, but like.
And if you are able to listen back to the episode and decipher exactly what Theo was saying, we will take out a restraining order against you.
Yeah. Weird.
Ladies who play The Sims too much.
Curtain's gone back.
Put it back on.
Göding linked int heb bly hops map you lest you int and unsisted loving community. Hold chunk int onganaga unsisted loving community nold. Was homestead on sister living wunch.
Ah, on sister living wunch.
Fucking hell. Been a long day. We need all of this.
I didn't mean to stress you out.
I dissociated like for a minute in there and I was like, oh, have I actually had a stroke? Is Theo talking normal?
Yeah.
Has the podcast gone full Dutch?
No. Just, you know, we've just gone woke.
Yeah.
We have gone woke. Refuse to use colonial language.
Folks, it's time for the Homestead Assisted Living Watch. This comes to us already. From the one and the only East Idaho News. Local seniors bag some turkeys and fulfill bucket list.
That's it. Fulfilled? All done. Yeah, fulfilled. Done. Dumb to bumping off.
It's the last one. The last one on the list. Time to ship them on out.
Yep.
Once you've ticked off everything on your list at the Homestead Assisted Living Center.
Oh, yeah. You get put in the euthanasia pod. Yeah.
Don't be kinked in geheb blyan orps.
They will immediately process you.
Yeah.
Into food for the other residents.
Yeah. And water as well.
That's nice. Don't want to be wasting it.
Gotta keep them oldies hydrated.
The residents at the Homestead Senior Living got to experience yet another exciting adventure.
Just banger after banger at this place.
If this is your first bonus episode, perhaps after Freemium Freeberry or a friend has plugged the show to you for Playpril, welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
And also, this is probably the, I don't know, 7th or 8th edition.
Yeah, it's a really long-running serial.
Yep. And this is the official propaganda publication for the Homestead Assisted Living community in East Idaho. And they do a great job. It makes me want to live there.
We're back in East Idaho.
Yeah.
Ben's on some East Idaho shit lately.
He's always on generally. East Idaho shit. Yeah. I think he plays favorites a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have an American state or perhaps another country that you'd like to hear covered on this show, you know,
that's nice.
Try and manifest
it. How
just
about
imagine
that?
It in your head.
Yeah.
Try to secret it.
Yes. Yes. If you think to yourself, Ben is playing favorites and I would like for West Idaho to be covered, I would like South Carolina to be covered, you know?
Where's the Boise News?
Yeah. Immediately buy yourself a copy of The Secret and start manifesting. Do a vision board.
Vision board, Des Moines, Bunta Vista, Des Moines.
Yeah. And like, you can put other stuff on the vision board. You can put other things on there if you like. I will warn you, though, the more other stuff you put on, it does dilute the manifesting that you're doing.
Yeah, you've got to pick the most important manifestation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, make something weird happen, like, but not too weird that it's going to be, like, mainstream news.
Yeah.
Set up an anti-pope.
Joe Biden's hair blows right off with a strong breeze at the inauguration, you know? He's not getting back in. What do you think?
No, he's losing that election.
Joe Biden is... Are we really getting more Donald Trump?
What a cool world.
What a world. Have you guys seen any recent pictures of Trump? He's on that Ozempic.
Is he on Ozempic?
He has lost some weight, and he has broken out a darker bronzer than I have seen in some time.
Oh, really getting it all out.
Self-care.
That's right. We love a
body.
Oh, wow. He's looking shiny.
We love a trim queen, you know? Anyway, back in East Idaho,
Healthy, thriving, slicked down with bronzer.
He's bronzed, he's slick, he's got the veneers, looking good, man.
Oh, they've got that makeup gun set to whore, you know?
How fucking stupid would they be to lose to this guy twice?
Yeah.
How fucking stupid would that, stupid like...
that be?
Anyway.
Anyway, it's probably fine. Back at the homestead senior living facility. Guided by Blake, Tyler, and a little luck, they were able to experience a terrific turkey hunt.
Is that Blake, Tyler?
Blake and Tyler.
Blake and Tyler.
Blake and Tyler.
Tell me more about Blake and Tyler.
Yeah, Blake and Tyler sound cool.
You know, when they have a little break between activities, they both go out and like tan in the yard together.
Just two kind of youngish guys helping out the oldies.
Just two bros getting into the activities with you.
Probably,
you know?
Probably pretty fit. You know?
I reckon Blake has cum gutters.
Yes. Just Blake though, not Tyler.
Tyler's like got mass, but he's not as defined. As Blake.
You're right.
Like, yeah, he's not shredded the way that Blake is. And you know why? Because he will sit down and have some beers with you. He's not calorie counting.
You're going to enjoy your night more with Tyler.
Yeah. He is yoked, but he's also fun.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want? Do you want to have a fun night with a pretty sexy guy? Or do you want to have a boring night with a guy with cum gutters?
Do you want to start the night having dinner with somebody who says to the waiter, oh, no, we don't need any bread for the table? I need to put down a layer of carbs before I start drinking, Blake. Like, I can't fucking drink on a salad.
But Blake's having three Coronas, right? And then he's saying, no, that's enough for me.
That's enough for me.
You know, you're not going to a second location with Blake.
No. Tyler, on the other hand, Tyler will get a little silly.
I'm probably not going to make it out for dinner with these guys, just FYI. I'm probably a bit busy, I think.
Okay. Your loss, but only if you're going out for dinner with Tyler. It's no big deal if you miss dinner with Blake. Several residents expressed a desire to go turkey hunting again as a, quote, bucket list item, end quote.
Again. So it's on their bucket list twice?
Oh, to go turkey hunting again? That sounds fake.
I used to go turkey hunting, the most elusive and deadly of prey. A big fucking bird just waddling around out there.
A big, obvious, slow bird.
Is the bucket list item like go turkey hunting with arthritis?
I think it says go turkey hunting with Blake and Tyler.
Oh, no, written that's in permanent a bucket marker. List item, yeah.
But I could give or take the turkey hunting, you know? The homestead bought several turkey chicks and Blake raised them to maturity in preparation for making this dream come true.
Serious?
They've just bred turkeys for the oldies to kill.
I don't like raising animals from babies for senior citizens to kill.
Yeah, I'm kind of anti this, just personally.
I think that's a bit...
It's a bad vibe.
Call him Patrick Blakeman, you know? Don't like it. Finally, the big day and season had arrived to harvest these beautiful birds. Again, don't like using the word harvest in context of a thing that you have held in captivity for some time. Blake and Tyler set out with the residents to find a superb spot of both beauty, accessibility for the residents, and realism where the turkeys would be if they were wild.
But they're not.
They're
and you're just
not.
Shooting a captive animal.
It sounds like you are planning to hold the bird up in front of the gun. For these
doing
old folks.
School.
They set up a blind, broke out the hot chocolate, and started calling in the birds. Tyler had released the birds earlier that day in the area, just like calling out to your little pet, Davy. Davy, I got the breadcrumbs that
the
you
thing
love.
Thing that you raised Get from ready. A small child, that Get you're ready, taking Gladys. These oldies out there to like knock one into them.
Need you to fucking destroy this bird. Like, The bird's coming to you because you are its adopted parent.
Yep. You're its dad. It thinks that Blake is its father.
But Blake is a traitor.
Hmm.
The desire for this hunt was to make it as authentic to a wild hunt as possible. Well, there would have been a way to do that. Could have. After calling the turkeys for a bit, the residents started to get some responses.
By their
from
names
the turkeys.
Or
Jeff.
Yeah. Hey.
Davey.
Come on over here.
Buttercup.
I got two things to show you.
Both barrels. As they got within eyesight, the residents prepared and then fired. Success!
Fucked up.
This is so fucked.
They're all just sitting around on their like
motor scooter, like a rifle.
It's not good.
I don't like this one at all.
Going on safari in like a motorized scooter, but it's made out of that like wood and green leather inlay that they use on like a a reading desk.
Just let him shoot some old cans.
Did they at least let him fire like a big gun? Or are they like chickening out with a 22? Do they give them like I don't know.
Do they give him a Glock?
Something that might kill them to fire.
I reckon they gave the oldies a gun with a blank and either Blake or Tyler was just standing just out of sight, pointing a gun directly at the turkey.
Yeah, or just running in and snapping its neck. Oh, you got it.
You got it. It'd be way funny to just give him like a really shitty rifle with like massive recoil. Just fucking take out one of the olds.
Quote, "I used to hunt with my father when I was a boy," remarked one of the residents.
Jesus
"This brings Christ. Back so many fond memories. It's wonderful to experience it again."
That may as well have been like a completely different society. You might have as well been in like the Bronze Age for how fucking long ago that was.
Yeah.
"When I cradled my father's blunderbuss..." Just the homestead's goal is to elevate the lives of their residents, keeping them active and creating opportunities for them to check off their bucket list items is one of the many ways that they serve their residents.
What are the other ways?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Blake and Tyler.
Getting the gobble either way.
What's that? Like a turkey.
Yeah, like a turkey.
Yes, mainly like a turkey. Gobble, gobble. I know what I'm giving thanks for this season. It's the sex I'm getting from the guys at the old folks' home.
Is that Blake and Tyler are having sex with the oldies at the old folks' home.
And maybe they're fucking psyched about it.
Can you guys just remind me, because you apparently know way more about this than me. Like, people in retirement villages, they're always fucking and sucking the whole time.
Yes.
Or like, up to what age? Yeah, like, what's going on there?
One of you has said that before.
Do you not think it matters?
They're keeping it slimy? I had it repeated to me recently.
Really? By whom?
By somebody in a
Ford F-150 driving past.
See that place?
Hey, 90-year-olds still fucking suck.
No, I was talking to somebody who said, "Hey, did you know about old folks' homes that they just be fucking?" And I think the specific thing that I've heard about is that they have issues in old folks' homes with everybody getting STDs.
With STDs, yeah.
Because they're
surely they can scan everybody on the way in, because they're not going anywhere. They're not catching any out in the wild.
Yeah,
surely.
What do you think? They just let it go. Yeah.
Am I just a moron on this stuff? Like,
I'm going to go to the one source of truth about this, right?
The Mayo Clinic?
Reddit?
I think very close, very close. The Australian Quora. Women's Weekly.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
very
yeah.
reputable. Mm-hmm, Aldi's mm-hmm. fucking and sucking.
They say, "This is the truth about sex and STIs in nursing homes."
Yes.
Older people do not, italicized by them, exist in a vacuum of serene celibacy. All of them just sitting in the lotus pose. They kiss, touch, and experience the same urges as everyone else.
No, that's not
right. I don't believe that to be true at all.
They never stop feeling, says Lyndall Cohen, the exuberant service manager of Garden Suburb Aged Care Facility in the leafy outskirts of Newcastle in New South Wales. We don't have any right to judge them. Watch us. Watch us, Lyndall. With a rapidly aging population, Australia is facing a surge in demand for aged care services and a concurrent sexual revolution on the nursing home floor. When you factor in the rising incidence of...
They're tiles, usually.
Oh, shit. Yes, this is the other factor to it, right? When you factor in the rising incidence of dementia and its propensity to cause people to lose their inhibitions, the result is more and more nursing home staff dealing with residents who want to maintain a sex life, whether solo, with existing partners, or ones they find in the bed next door.
Okay.
The ramifications are complex. Determining consent, negotiating infidelity, and preventing sexually transmitted diseases, to name but a few.
Like, I don't want to diminish the issues here, but at the same time...
What if Nana got chlamydia?
Yeah.
How's she do that?
I think we've made really clear in our previous coverage of the Homestead Assisted Living Facility that the official stance of the show is let them rock out. Let them rock all the way out.
If they want to get their shit slonked sloppy style.
Just have a room for it or something.
Yeah. But if you want a bunch of octogenarians getting slimed, if you want to shoot up, go for it.
Yeah. Even if you don't, maybe a little bit of peer pressure.
Yeah. What if your bucket list was just like heroin?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd help you out, that homestead assisted living?
Hey, how about this sentence? Anita, who arranged for a sex worker to visit her late 93-year-old father in a Sydney nursing home on his request last year, says, quote, "One of the problems with nursing homes is people can become trapped. If you have a sexual need that's not being met, it's like torture."
Yeah.
Her father had the bluest balls.
Was your dad just like, I'm so horny?
Every time you come in, he's
so horny.
I'd love to see those photos of your family, but if I do not bust, I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'm going to fire that window straight off its lintels.
Experts say the most significant obstacle for older people wanting an intimate relationship in a nursing home is often their own families. I'm going to need you to clarify quickly. Adult children often feel it's inappropriate, immoral, or disloyal for their parent to be sexually active.
Okay, that's fucked up. Yeah. You gotta let your parents, like...
They were dicking before you were a little thing wriggling around.
And not just dicking as well.
No, they were sucking.
They were
sucking
on. Yeah.
Yep. They were getting
and
fingered.
Probably more things.
They were getting fingered. 100%. Maybe. Both of your parents have been fingered. You know? Just fucking get used to it. Some families have even attempted to legally intervene if they believe their relative is unfit to make their own decisions about sex and relationships.
What do you mean?
Is this Australian...
Australian Women's Weekly.
Australian Women's legally intervene.
Under what law?
In our Australia? Oh, dear. This whole fucking world's gone to hell.
This world's so fucked up.
In a documented case in the healthcare report, Sexualities and Dementia, a shocked husband felt deeply betrayed and blamed nursing home staff when they revealed his 79-year-old wife, Mary, had been found lying naked in bed with an 83-year-old widower, John. A nurse separated them and ordered them to no longer have sex. You cut that out.
Hey.
Otherwise, no rice pudding for you.
Whacking one.
I'll take the pussy.
Is that any
thanks.
Of their business? Yeah. Look, we can't solve all the problems here.
Oh, we should give it a go.
Oh, no. Sorry about that extremely loud fucking helicopter. Write that down, Andrew.
I couldn't hear any helicopter. I will not be writing it down.
Okay.
So it sounds like everybody be sucking and fucking in the nursing home.
Yeah.
Apparently late in life gay relationships cause
and
problems.
And Ben thought we needed more stories in the notes.
I thought you were going with a segue there, Andrew.
I'm just still reading about all these old folks going for it. Nursing homes, rife with disease, just like the city of Philadelphia. It's time for Philadelphia Watch.
Yeah, that was nice. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
So this is coming to you just purely from the fact that Ben asked for more stories and I'm subscribed to the Philadelphia Inquirer because of the Philadelphia Flyers. So from the Philadelphia Inquirer, earning a free Easter ham is easier than ever.
Yes. Tell me more.
For a decade. Easter ham? Earning a free Easter ham is easier than ever.
Is it wrapped in foil?
Well, hold on a second. If I've earned it, is it free?
Oh, you're going to find out. You're going to find out what's going on in Philadelphia. For a decade, Jessica Fox has been redeeming reward points to get a ham at Giant for her family's Easter dinner. Well,
hang on.
You've been redeeming hams? Babe, have you redeemed another ham?
I think it's easier than ever to get your Easter ham for free from Giant.
I think the first half of that sentence, I was distracted by the fact her name was Jessica Fox.
She sounds hot.
Like, yeah, what you would call like the red lady in the Matrix, right? Mm. Like,
Yeah. Or Megan Fox or Julia Fox, any of those other attractive fox women. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A fox is a sexy animal, yeah.
It's a sexy animal. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree a fox is a sexy animal.
Although sometimes the sexy lady's named like Jessica Rabbit, you know?
Yeah, well, a rabbit's also a sexy animal.
Is it?
Just naturally. Yeah. Just
which ones are sexy and which ones aren't? Let's get into this.
Okay. Yeah, let's list it.
Stoat's kind of freaky. I think like a Stoat's like that French guy that kind of crab walks in Poor Things. You've seen Poor Things?
Mm. Oh, I did watch it. I did watch Poor Things.
Ah,
you did say Poor Things.
We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We had a very good time. It was very funny and I really enjoyed Mark Ruffalo. That was great.
He's so good.
He's the best.
Anyway, so she saved up points for years to get a ham?
Well, it's easier than ever.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is going on in America? Why can't people get hams?
Well, they can, but why?
They can, sorry. Okay.
Why buy the
ham?
I'm
all confused. I'm befuddled.
Why fuck
that? It's just in Philadelphia.
When you get the ham for free.
While much of the annual tradition has stayed the same, the 36-year-old has noticed one big change in recent years. She's reaching the reward points threshold for earning her free ham twice as fast.
Yes.
You know when they dive into like into a science fiction novel and they don't explain any of the concepts and they just
you're
expect
just
you to pick it up through
up
context
yourself.
Clues? Yeah. What do you mean it like the threshold for reward for an Easter ham?
On
this is gonna be like we're gonna get emails like this is the most obvious thing in the
obviously in the
world.
On trips to ShopRite in Cherry Hill. Gabrielle Gordon, 48, has noticed it too. I was like, wow, it didn't take me almost any time to get the turkey this year.
The Easter turkey.
Got a turkey faster than ever.
As Easter weekend approaches, consumers across the Philadelphia region are cashing in on hams, turkeys, and other dinner staples through the popular promotion that grocery stores like Giant and ShopRite have run for decades.
Cool.
ShopRite customers, for example, must spend $400 between February 18th and March 30th to qualify for a free ham, turkey, tofurkey, or other meal redeemable until Saturday, the day before Easter.
Okay.
And if I'm correct, they'll spend $400 by buying one loaf of bread and one bottle of milk in Joe Brandon's America. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Due to the cost of living.
Yes.
That's why it's easier to get your Easter ham or Easter turkey or Easter tofurkey.
Oh, just because everything costs more now.
Mm.
That's dope.
They can also save their earnings and get a free kosher turkey or roasting chicken for Passover next month.
Sweet.
During
maybe,
month.
Maybe you've
just
already
bank that
redeemed.
Away.
Like, if you've already redeemed your Easter ham from ShopRite, then you can save your points at Giant and get a kosher turkey next month.
Yeah. Uh huh. Giant customers.
how big we're talking here?
Giant customers who have 400 choice points in their accounts can print a certificate for a free ham, turkey, Stufa's party size meal or tofurkey?
You mean print a certificate?
Nobody has ever had a more satisfied smile on their face than the person standing in front of their HP LaserJet at
with
home.
With their free ham
watching
coupon?
The ham certificate print out.
You gotta use coupons in America, right? Like, they're using coupons. When you go to the CVS, you gotta use your coupon every time. Which seems insane. It seems like I'm from the 1940s printing out my little special pass for a free something.
Like, we have that shit in Australia, but also anybody under the age of 55 understands just it's a complete scam.
It's way too embarrassing to use.
It's so stupid.
And it's a scam. It's like the receipt with the, it's like BWS, two of this wine for $20.
They wouldn't be doing it.
It's just the wine that's already on sale.
Absolutely. Like, and if it was good for you, they wouldn't be doing it. Yeah. But this is like the system that everything in America must run for. Like,
yeah, it's the system.
If it was good for you, it's not possible.
Mm.
You have to do the coupons and the Easter ham points.
That's right. As food prices have risen, customers say they've noticed they're reaching the threshold quicker than ever before.
That's
often
so
in half as many regular trips to the store. There's some good news out there.
Yeah, there's
some
good news going.
Some are happily collecting a free ham as their contribution to a gathering or to be used for everyday meals for their family.
It's not free. You paid for it with the $400 that you spent. That $400 includes the ham.
Yeah.
Just remember, you don't have to eat the ham for Easter immediately. You can eat the ham for something else. You can use the ham for other reasons.
Isn't Easter ham like a thing?
I made ham for Easter. This Easter that just
Easter
went,
ham?
I did an Easter ham.
Yeah. Okay.
Easter, you're having ham, turkey, or tofurkey?
Although apparently it is more common, and everybody get ready to go, ah! Apparently it's more common in America because they don't like the taste of lamb. Fucking
okay.
Pussies.
Yeah. Though they don't, do they?
No. They're like, oh, really it tastes thing. Too much like meat.
I can smell it when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Can this be pre-processed?
Fine.
God, love a lamb shoulder, you know? Oh. So if you're an American and you think it's bad to eat lamb, number one, grow up.
Yeah.
Number two, get yourself a lamb shoulder, season that bad boy up, cook it for 12 hours on a nice low temperature, you will be in heaven.
Just
absolutely.
Like no one in America
A-tier roasting
wants to
meat.
Work.
No one wants
right.
to work anymore. Not
they want it now.
Not
want
in Hunnies, Joe
free.
Brandon's.
I want a free coupon, you know?
Not in Hunnies, Joe Brandon's China America.
Yes. No. I've been saying this.
I've been portmanteauing those two countries for months now. Oh.
So that's the ham story.
So
if you're in...
Yeah.
Philadelphia. I hope you got your Easter ham quicker
We're
than
We're
going
to get so many boring emails about this.
Yeah.
We already have, by the time this story is finished.
But you should actually be writing in to thank us for letting you know about the ham promotion, like almost as far away as you can get from the next Easter, so you can start banking points.
Start Absolutely. Banking ham points today.
Otherwise, you're just leaving ham on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's money in the bank.
That's ham in the bank.
If you are a proud ShopRite customer, you could just be racking up points. You could have fucking a ham and a turkey next Easter. You could have two hams, and then you could have a bloody a kosher turkey next month for Passover if you celebrate.
You could have ham, turkey, tofurkey all year round.
Mm.
Get on the grind.
The average American would die instantly if they stepped into one of our Aldi stores.
Saw the bargains on display, the fresh fruits and vegetables, you know? You wouldn't know.
Unbelievable.
You wouldn't fucking know what to do.
No.
I wouldn't know.
No.
Don't have it in Tasmania.
They'd be riding back home and they'd be saying, hey, get the Philadelphia Inquirer on the phone and put this shit in the headlines.
Yes.
And then we will tell you what's in the headlines on Headline News. No, I don't have the stinger here because Ben hasn't given it to me and I'm going to leave it like that probably. Wait a minute. Oh, well, they don't even do that bit. They say, once. There you go.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. This is headline news, Philadelphia edition. Condoms, Phillies jerseys, and Botox are among counterfeit goods recently seized in Philadelphia.
Don't. Mm-hmm. Folks, I can't stress this enough. Do not get counterfeit condoms and Botox for your girlfriend. Don't.
Are the Phillies jerseys not counterfeit?
I think there's less
way.
Less potential damage from a Phillies jersey being counterfeit.
Yeah.
I know that none of us are baseball people, but are either of you across the controversy around how Major League Baseball changed the company that makes the jerseys?
And
the
materials. Because Fanatics fucking sucks.
Yeah, they all look like shit. They're all like bad sizes and transparent.
Yeah, it's like all the Fanatics stuff for all sports. They're fucking garbage and they cost the same amount.
So that's what I'm picturing when you say, counterfeit Phillies jersey. Counterfeit condom?
Counterfeit Botox?
Is it a real condom that's just been like put in a Trojan wrapper? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, is it just like a cheap, shitty one? Is it the different brand?
Or is it like a stats condom? Like, yeah.
Is it like a not TGA approved condom?
Timu condoms or whatever. I'm sure that exists.
And counterfeit Botox as well. You don't want to look, I'm no doctor, but I'm just going to say it. I don't think you want to be injecting any old thing in there.
Yeah, you probably want to get the real stuff for that, I reckon.
Probably, but also you're beautiful just the way you are, baby.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need all that. You
don't need that. Try practicing just like a little bit of
job and
just practice, the boob job and you're fine.
Practice some self-love, some affirmation, and getting some big fucking double D's on you, And then trust me, the fellas won't even be looking at your mid-face.
They won't even notice your wrinkles.
They won't be saying anything about like, ooh, she needs fillers. They'll just be saying, I want a feelers, Anyone?
A Horsham man whose vasectomy was interrupted by Friday's earthquake kept calm and laughed about it.
Yes. Fucking king. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Okay. In my experience, those things are getting rattled through the whole procedure anyway. So it's like,
just not even noticing.
Probably a little break, actually, if we're being honest. They're like, having a little step away. I'm still sucking on that green whistle the whole time.
Why you got a green whistle?
What did you get? Because you went to like a 15-minute chop job, right?
I got a counterfeit vasectomy. That's true.
Cheaped out.
Whereas ours is like, now this is not a 15-minute snip walk-in, walk-out. This ain't your granddaddy's. This takes 25 minutes. And it's like,
of course it took 25 minutes. It was... they just shot my nuts full of stuff. They were getting in there with the needle. And then when he put a little clamp on,
too, but
and
like,
I was like, owie, can I have more? And they went bip, 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 and then I didn't feel anything anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I didn't have to say, owie, can I have more? Because I was just sucking on that whistle. Real good. They should sell them. Like, you should be able to buy them from
the shop.
You
should be able to do those recreationally. That sounds great.
me and Elna were making jokes throughout my vasectomy.
Oh, she was in there?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Rocks. I wouldn't want to see how that sausage is not made.
Oh, she because she had to drive me home afterwards. They're like, you can't drive home because you can't fucking feel anything from your waist down.
Caitlin just picked me up afterwards.
Yeah, no. So Elna came in with me, and I was I'm sitting in the waiting room at this clinic, and the surgeon comes out and he's like, hey, you want to check this out? And she was like, fuck yeah, and came straight in. And so she got to watch, and I did not look. And she was like, damn, I can't believe... The thing she has told people repeatedly after that is like, it's fucking wild that they describe it as such a minor procedure. Yeah.
Oh, they rock right in there.
See, whatever's going down there.
They're pulling all your shit out.
They're pulling it out.
You know, like they're trying to, like untangle a fine necklace. They're just getting it out there and...
They got to kind of like push it all back in, like they're trying to get the drawstring back in the pants.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
But no, I did not look. That is the porcelain man to be.
Yeah.
I should maybe I'll have a look at like a YouTube video of what a vasectomy looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
I reckon surgical stuff.
I'll probably watch a video about 40K or something.
We were doing an episode once where I was saying, you know, I've heard that people are really rough, like physically rough when they're doing surgeries. And somebody emailed in and said, yes, I am a doctor. And I said, I believe you, sir. And they said, look up this type of surgery if you want to see some really rough shit. And I searched for it, and there was a video of like a fucking 90-something-year-old woman getting this like bone blasting surgery on YouTube. It's right there. It's right there, and you can just watch it. You know?
Yeah.
People getting all their outside layers peeled off and then getting their bones smashed with hammers and stuff.
Absolutely. They're like tree loppers when they get in there. Yeah. Do you guys remember me? And I'm asking,
I remember you.
Can't remember where. Well, hello. if I told it before, but like me telling a story about this doctor that got his thumb stuck in a hip joint.
Oh my god!
So when I was working in IT,
I do not remember this.
There was this lady that ran the call center next door, and she used to be a nurse, and yeah, they were doing a fucking hip replacement surgery, and the doctor had his hand in the hip joint, and the hip joint rolled onto his thumb.
And he'd be like getting pinched in a car door.
And he could not get it out. And so there was like multiple people jumping on this person's like leg and hip and stuff to try and like disengage the joint.
Oh my God.
So that the doctor could pull his fucking thumb out.
Jesus.
And like,
so
and upsetting. She's telling it like, they're jumping up and down on a piece of furniture to try and separate it.
Hell yeah.
it's like, it is so traumatic what goes on in surgery.
And then you just wake up and you just got wake your little up, sandwich. Like,
oh, I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah, you wake up and you go, why do I feel so sore?
Yeah, yeah. Why do I, yeah. Like that with wisdom teeth. They're at like jackhammering that shit out of your head.
My mother-in-law has had a...
Sorry, it's one of those episodes again now, so...
if you don't like that kind of shit. My mother-in-law has had some medical stuff going on, some cancer-type business, but they reckon they've got it out of her now. But, like, one of the first things that they did was go in and, like, she had a bunch of fluid around her heart, which is bad. And so they got in there and, like, drained it all out and everything and... did some other stuff, tinkered around while they were in there, you know.
Yeah.
And we were talking to them a day or two later, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we'd like to go home, but it's a pretty long drive in the car. And, you know, she's feeling pretty banged around by this surgery. And I was like, when I got like an appendectomy, I was reliably informed that that's about as minor a surgery as you could get in terms of it's like three really small incisions. They're in and out of there in like 40 minutes. And I felt like I'd been hit by a fucking truck. I felt...
Yeah, why do they lie? So I'm getting my sinus surgery next month and the doctor is like, oh, yeah, it's just like overnight at the hospital, pretty minor, whatever. And like every YouTube video I've watched is like people saying how much pain they're in, how it took 3 weeks to recover.
I guess because if they said that to you, they also like, yeah, they also say that about like vasectomies and shit where they're like, oh, yeah, you just have a couple of Panadol and you're fine. Like, you know, saying stuff like, oh, yeah, we've had people who are like back at work a day or two later.
Yeah.
Like fucking brickies stupid, going though. Back to work and stuff. And I'm like,
yeah, okay. You can. Yeah.
I wasn't going back to my sitting and clicking on the mouse job.
I don't want
to
be in that kind of confluence of circumstances where I have to go back to my job as a heavy laborer to make rent. But like...
Can't even get codeine over the counter anymore.
Feel my nutsack popping open.
Bloody Joe Brand's America, I tell you.
I can't take codeine. It's too much for me.
that's just a little treat. Just that's a little beautiful. Codeine.
It is for about... So, I take it. T plus 30 minutes.
Ooh,
I feel so good. Nice. I don't actually... I could actually... I could probably cook dinner. What are we making? We're making French onion soup. What's that? 12 onions? And then like 3 minutes later, I'm just like staring at the knife in my hand.
Oh, I wish I could get a fucking fat dose of codeine. That shit's good.
Yeah. You can't have it.
Check out
bullshit.
Check out recreationally abusing.
Check out recreationally taking codeine that you used to be able to get from the pharmacy when you said, I have my period.
I've got a headache, you could say.
Yeah. My work is boring today.
Have you tried opiates?
Yeah, they won't let you do that in Joe Brandon's China, Australia.
No.
That's right. And the last bit of headline news from Philadelphia. A ban on TikTok would be a blow to local billionaire investor and GOP mega donor Jeff Yass.
Yass.
GOP mega... Oh, GOP.
Billionaire investor, GOP mega donor Jeff Yass. My brain is...
I think I might still be struggling from the intro. It's poor Jeff Yass.
So he's the richest man in Pennsylvania.
Really?
I never heard of this guy in my life.
Yeah. I guess you assume he's got to be a richest man in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He's the richest man in Brisbane. Jim Penman? No.
Did you see that Jim Penman wants to be the premier of somewhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Figured that was coming. I hope he gets in, you know.
Let's just get a little nutty with it.
Reinhardt. That's so disappointing.
Oh. That's really boring.
Philadelphia, it sure is a city in America. It's time for America Watch. This comes to us from WOIO, the in Ohio.
The
WOIO in Ohio. We put the wow in a wow. Fuck. Gun pulled on Willowick Burger King employee.
Don't do that shit.
Hey.
Hey.
Leave the kids at Burger King alone.
Leave the Willowick Burger King kids alone.
Unless you see a 43-year-old manager giving a teenage employee a really hard time, you can pull a gun on them.
Yeah. This makes me feel powerful. Well, this makes me feel powerful, this gun that I'm holding.
I
bought it on the weekend.
You're going to let him go 10 minutes before the end of his shift and you've got to pay him 2 hours of overtime or I'll be back. And then get his wallet, take out his license and say, I know where you live. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also get the kid's wallet, take out their license and say, I also know where you live. I'm going to come by later and check that he did the stuff I said. But don't be scared. Don't be scared, you say.
This is a positive visit.
Check on you.
I'm going to check on you, but like in a nice way. And then you realize you're pointing your gun at the kid and go, whoops.
Friends would.
It's not weird. I'm not doing pedo stuff. I'm just worried about you.
Going to check in on you. I'll throw a few pebbles at your window. A Burger King customer in Ohio was caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee who was trying to give him a discount. Come on, bro.
Well, that seems counterproductive.
Caught on camera.
Joe Brand's America.
Remember when there used to be whole TV shows about stuff that was caught on camera?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Caught you on candid camera.
Caught you on camera,
candid camera, or perhaps a funny home video from one country or another, you know?
Now it's just bloody fail army, you know?
I don't even know if it's fail army anymore. It's one of those, like, AI-produced...
Oh, Fail Army's
kids
around.
Show on YouTube.
Yeah.
We took our kids to like a Fuddruckers style family restaurant last week.
Great name. Great name. You can't hear the word Fuddruckers without doing like the mental swap in your mind.
We took them to a place called The Bavarian that was like a Cheesecake Factory style, you know, beer house type thing. And you know what? We fucking loved it. We
was it
fucking
fun? Did you have
loved
a good
it.
Time?
The food was really good. I drank a great big beer. I got like a fucking $8 pint. That's good, wow. In my
$8.
Opinion.
$8. That's crazy.
Yep. They had all their imported beers on tap. But they also had just like TVs on the walls just playing stuff. Oh. And like half of them were like, you know, just cycling through the Tuesday, like 10 cent wings or whatever type shit. And the other TV was playing, other TVs were on a loop playing some sort of just random shit. And I'm quite sure that they were playing the like Chive type thing. We've talked about it on here before, the shit where like you can just pay to have a TV in your pub that just blasts just this
these
stuff.
These weird fucking channels, just constant fail army Chive style stuff.
We had one of those channels going in like the... like the dinner room in the place that we were staying in Japan where we went skiing.
Yes.
It's just like you go in for dinner and there's just like nonstop fail videos on the TV behind you.
Well, but I think we're finally at the point where like our kids are at the perfect age. We are right at the correct time in life where like, you know, we all sat there and we talked and we had a nice dinner and everything, and then at like a certain point the kids were like, I think we're just gonna turn our faces this way and watch the TV.
Yeah, sort and of
we
like, said,
yeah, we were like, cool,
like jaw kind of limply open,
but like we'd all had a meal slowly. And we'd all talked to each other and they were like, we're gonna sit here and watch the funny cats now.
It's so fucked up how you can be on your phone. That kids can like pay attention at dinner for like 2 hours at the pub.
Yeah.
We went out to the pub with the kids, or like a golf course for like Pop's birthday. And like 40 minutes in, they're lying under the table, just like groaning out of boredom.
Kids hate it. They fucking hate going to dinner.
Why wouldn't they? They want to be on their iPad.
Sorry. I have a very vivid memory of when my great grandmother died, when I must have been like 6 years old, and being such a turd about going to a Chinese restaurant that I made my dad get me a thing of popcorn chicken to take to like the wake, basically.
That's just good preparation.
Oh.
You're showing up at the wake with KFC. With
popcorn chicken.
Give me my popcorn chicken. Oh, that's great. I'm not eating that Chinese food.
Don't eat that weird ethnic stuff. That's what I said.
Great vocabulary, but very racist, you know? Oh my goodness,
she's racist at a 9-year-old level.
but yeah, we were just like, okay, we get it now. It's all clicking together, you know. It wasn't like we sat down and our kids were immediately glued to the TV. Just at a certain point in the meal, they were like, they said to us, "We're gonna watch the TV. Is that okay?" And we were like, "Great!" And then we got to continue the conversation that we were having with each other about like something fucking work related that would have been boring as fuck to our kids, and they got to just zone out and watch the TV for another 10 minutes, and then we went home. Good stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
So don't point the guns at them. Mm-hmm. Police in Willowick are still searching for the disgruntled customer. The incident happened Sunday morning around 9 a.m. at the Burger King on Vine Street.
That's 9 so easy, so early to Burger be pointing King a gun. Order.
If you're a place that primarily sells burgers, it should be illegal to open before 11 a.m.
Oh, no, I love a McDonald's
breakfast. Nothing good comes from it.
Now, look, we don't want to complicate things for our American listeners. We do have a restaurant called Hungry Jack's, which is effectively Burger King.
We have, but as I've discussed with Pat really repeatedly, Burger King has the long chicken, and Hungry Jack's used to have the long chicken, but it doesn't have the long chicken anymore.
Yeah. So,
it's fucking annoying that you don't know this by now.
So, we do have, like, the Whopper and stuff like that, but I do get the feeling, obviously, there's going to be a bunch of different things.
Burger King breakfast, way better, yeah.
So, I want to know what is on the Burger King breakfast menu.
Hungry Jack's here, breakfast, fucked up. Awful.
Yeah, there is Hungry Jack's breakfast, right? And that's going to be like some sort of bacon and egg bullshit. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, but it's shit. Like, you're better off killing yourself that morning going to Hungry Jack's for breakfast.
Better off getting breakfast from the petrol station, you know? Very slow, loading on the Burger King website here, but I do actually want to know. I could say, oh, okay.
So we've getting got the- there for your Burger King breakfast and pulling a gun. Oh, they got croissant witch. Croissant
getting there at 9 a.m. and saying, I want my fully loaded croissant witch with egg. And they say, sorry, so we're out of that. And you say, look, I'm not unreasonable. How about you give me my chicken strips croissant witch with egg? And they say, so sorry.
Croissant witch.
I hate the words you're saying to me right now.
I love
now.
The word croissant witch.
And then you say, look, we're so sorry, sir. We're actually out of the chicken strips. And you go, hey, I'm easy like a Sunday morning, despite it being 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'm also packing.
Yeah.
Despite so, that, that you I've know, got a 44 Magnum strapped to my leg.
Chicken don't upset me or anything strips. When I say, can I please have my beefacon croissant sandwich with egg?
Croissant sandwich. Is beefacon my beef
sandwich? Beefacon
shit.
Croissant sandwich. Is that bacon made of beef?
Knock it off.
What is
bite beef, into beef? Crispy beefacon.
Pork bacon is generally made from pork.
Yeah, no, I get the concept of bacon.
Like traditional bacon, beef bacon can also be made from the beef belly. However, it can also be made from the brisket or round for leaner options. So I don't want fucking lean bacon, okay? Can I just take a minute to put
of cured beef?
Beef bacon.
Just a moment to put lean bacon on blast. Because I don't like that shit. In Australia...
Like American bacon? Yeah, it's rubbish.
Yeah, in Australia, we get the bacon that's got like the round of the loin,
style.
I think.
Yeah.
And that part, it's always dry as fuck because there's no fat in it. At least Americans have it right with the streaky bacon from the pork belly. However, you can't just be saying stuff like, bite into crispy beefacon, registered trademark, a fluffy egg, American cheese, packed in a flaky croissant-witch bun. You can't do that.
Keep it real with you.
I've like my hands on the gun at this point.
Not all things that are possible should be made to exist. This
maybe the problem is that the guy drove up to the window and said, "Can you just tell me what's on your menu?" You know, maybe
this culturally to me is the guy jerking off moments before he gets melted by Vesuvius. I feel like we're at that level of like. Cultural decadence.
This is so ungodly. You can also get a chicken crisp croissant sandwich with egg, which is like a fucking croissant with a McChicken patty on it and an egg and cheese.
What
and then you can just get one that
toast?
Is basically
I ate it.
This one is just a
marmalade?
Hamburger. It's a flame grilled beef patty with an egg and cheese in a croissant sandwich bun.
Find out why this guy pulled a gun.
My gun is all the way out now.
You're already there. Say croissant sandwich again. Say croissant sandwich again.
Life support from 10 days in America.
Yeah, pretty much. The suspect can be seen on surveillance video getting out of his car and pointing a gun at 38-year-old Howard Vernon, who was working in the drive-thru.
Too
he didn't
old.
Need
yeah,
that. He didn't fucking need that.
There. His life's already shitty, man.
Vernon said he was taking the customer's order. Two sausage, egg and cheese croissants. I think you mean sandwich.
sandwiches. they don't
what happened
croissants.
To fucking fact checking, you know? Two sausage, egg and cheese croissant sandwiches, a sausage biscuit and hash browns. Brother, get a vegetable in there. You need some greens in your life, please. Mm. And the order came out to around $8.
Bargain.
Quote, he was like, my order can't be right. It should be $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. And he started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why you want to pay more money, Vernon said.
This guy's gone absolute psycho mode at 9 a.m. over getting a discount on his croissant sandwich.
Over something being cheaper than you were expecting it to be.
Maybe he's a neurodivergent.
Maybe he was so shocked, given the cost of living due to Joe Brandon, that it just broke him psychologically. You know,
mm-hmm.
Fernand said that after the argument, the customer sped off. That's the car speeding off.
Mm-hmm.
But a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as Vernon was helping another customer. That's when the suspect pulled out the gun.
Oh, no. What he's got... You know what? Fuck this guy.
This guy. How dare he speak to me that way?
He pulled out of the drive-thru lane and then he remembered what was in his glove box.
Hang on.
He went, oh, wait, I knew I bought that with me for something today. First person who crosses me is getting a gun pointed at him.
And then you've, what gun it is? This is important to me. The revolver. It's got a big long barrel.
Not that I can see.
Iron sights on the
end. It's going to be a Glock, right?
But like, official gun of the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe he put the gun in the glove box that morning and was like, first person who fucks with me is getting this gun to their face.
Yeah.
And he's just really overzealously looking for something.
I think it might not be about the crisp sandwich.
And he's driven away and he goes, I think it counts.
You know what?
I think he was rude to me.
I think he gets it.
Maybe he was doing some self-care. You know what? Doesn't all have to be perfect.
Yeah. I do deserve to wave this gun in someone's face.
I have watched Falling Down 8 times this month and I'm fucking ready. It's my turn. Vernon said the man threatened to kill him and called him a racial slur.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need to see Yucky. The races of everyone involved.
Yucky ducky.
Quote, to know that somebody would do something like that, just because I'm trying to give you a better deal, and just to flip out like that, yes, it is scary, Vernon said. I didn't need you to explain.
Yeah, I don't think
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody could just end my life now.
Because I tried to give him a cheaper sandwich.
I don't know if I've asked either of you this before. Have either of you fired a gun before?
I fired a
no
rifle.
Yeah, yeah. That's a type of gun.
Yeah. We did like clay target shooting at my high school, which apparently people have told me is insane.
Like at a place?
Yeah, like at a shooting range because I grew up in the country and we just went shooting. I shot some guns, you know.
No, I think that's completely
I've never
fine,
shot like a handgun, which I'll be honest, sounds like a lot of fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun. But even harder in Australia to get your hands on a handgun, ironically. But yeah, like I have also fired a rifle and like Americans won't get this. But like guns have a terrifying energy about them. To be handed a gun and then put real bullets in it. That's fucking
really
wild.
Like, scary, yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't take too much going wrong with a gun, you know? It's so hard to describe how unprepared any of us are to ever have a gun pointed at us. You know?
In a Hungry Jack's drive-thru.
Yep. At 9 in the morning. Vernon has not been back to work at Burger King since the incident, but said he
Fair
plans
enough.
To return.
Shouldn't.
Mm.
The people need their croissant sandwiches.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, that sucks. Should probably get some, like, paid leave.
Quote, at the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter, and you're mad that you'd put a gun in somebody's face?
On Easter? The death and resurrection of our Lord?
And you were getting a sausage croissant sandwich?
You're getting 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches and a sausage biscuit. How much sausage does one
Somebody
man need?
They should didn't be able save to up say their coupons.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No, that order is too fucked up for Easter. I'm sorry.
Sir,
it's Easter.
It's Easter.
I'm
going
like to need you to
try
get the loaded ham croissant sandwich, sir. Oh, quote, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Fair enough, quote. Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd probably be wondering on a few things, I think.
I think that guy probably had something else going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The suspect was driving a gray Honda sedan and wearing a gray sweatshirt and a hat.
Was he one of the neutral guys from Futurama?
I years and years ago, I was when you remember when people used Facebook? You guys remember Facebook?
Yeah, I remember Facebook.
I worked with a guy and his brother had a Facebook group that him and his friends had made, and I joined their Facebook group, and it was just called like Gray Man or something, and it was just all of them taking photos of other people on the street who were just wearing all gray and then posting it in the group. And it was something really satisfying about it. Oh, that is what I like to call an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Is there anything we want to plug, or is there anything you want to plug?
Hey,
the beef bacon crisp sandwich.
With beef bacon crisp sandwich.
No, we're not plugging the concept of beef bacon
crisp sandwich.
If you can access a beef bacon crisp sandwich, I would love to hear about it.
Or have one mailed to me. You know?
Send it over.
Squeeze it into one of those, like, sealed packs.
Oh, yeah. I'll like, vacuum seal it, maybe.
Vacuum seal it in a counterfeit Phillies jersey.
Get it nice and flat.
Not Fanatics.
If you can. But also, it's Playprol. You should plug this podcast to your friends. Ideally, try and get them to sign on to the Patreon after this episode. Pick your battles. That's Bunta Vista advice of the week. Folks, we love you. Thank you. See you next time.
Bye-bye.